Celtics Tonight, presented by Star Market, brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app is our conversation with the head coach. Earn rewards and save on groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I would imagine one of the first things you saw when you looked at the schedule was that early back-to-back with the customs in Toronto and the flight. And then the game itself plays out in a adversity-type way. You sort of look tired as the game is going on. Aaron goes out. He had been playing well and settling it down. These are the kind of games in this league that tend to slip away. Why did that one not slip away Saturday?
Well, we made just enough plays to win it, but it was slipping. Anytime we made a run, they countered. I thought we looked tired at the end of the game. I thought they looked fresh, which is usually a bad sign. You know, both of us coming off back-to-back, so then that's a testament to them, and we need to get a little bit better in that area probably. But that was a unique back-to-back. As you know, we haven't actually got in a little bit earlier than I expected, but, you know, that one was most of our back-to-backs over the last few years, we've gotten in at reasonable times. So knew that one right out of the gate would be a tough one.
I think I read 4 or 5 articles today about the offense and all the struggles, and I thought of a lot of different jokes about sample size, and there are a lot of them to be made. But it actually got me thinking, as absurd as the notion is right now to talk about things like that, when is there enough sample size to talk about trends, to talk about things that are happening? Obviously, it's ridiculously early now. When is there a reasonable amount of information?
Well, I think most people would say the 20-game mark, but I would say that what is probably being discussed, although I haven't read anything, is probably okay versus the sample size. The sample size isn't the issue right now. We're still not distributing our shots as well as we need to, and we've talked a lot about that, and hopefully we'll be better tonight.
When you're saying distributing shots and people are hearing that, What breakdown?
We've taken a lot of early contested jump shots, and then, you know, our rim decisions really hurt us, not only in, you know, a couple of games this week, but go back to last year, and those are two things that we've got to improve on, and thus far we haven't shown the growth we need to, and so that's going to continue to be an emphasis.
And it's sort of interesting in that, again, ridiculous sample size. Everybody's only played 2 or 3 games, but there have been almost 40 games played so far in the league, and scoring is way, way up, which is actually the opposite of what usually happens at the start of the season. Is there enough evidence through 40 league games to say, well, something's going on here, the scoring is this high?
I have no idea. I haven't watched the rest of the teams, other than the teams we're playing. And so the teams we're playing have all been playing really good offense. A lot of similar actions as you go game to game, but there's a reason they're similar actions, because people have studied all summer and they're the good ones.
Always fascinated by a quote-unquote old coach coming to a new team, and you have coached against Steve Clifford's teams for years, and a lot of this Orlando group has been together for years, but now as they come together, what fingerprint do you see in what you have seen of Orlando? Is there a Steve Clifford fingerprint, the same group of Orlando fingerprint, or a combination of both?
A little bit of a combination of both. I mean, I think they're, you know, a great example of that is that Steve is a no-ego guy. He's a really good basketball coach, and he just cares about the game. And I think a great example is, like, one of the plays they run late in the game is what they ran last year with Frank. You know, he recognized probably in watching film that this is a go-to play for a reason, and it's really, really effective, and it gave us fits to guard, and so let's keep it. And so I think you see a little bit of both. You see a little bit of what they did in Charlotte, and you see a little bit more of Vucevic being a playmaker at the top of the key, but you also see a lot of what they did before.
That was what I was going to get to. You have a big and Al that can initiate a lot of offense. You can run a lot of it through. And, you know, obviously they have one too. I don't know if he hasn't been healthy enough or just playing on teams that don't get a lot of national TV or miss the playoffs. But Vucevic is a guy, to me, he doesn't get enough conversation with all the different things. I realize, what is it you say, comparison is the thief of joy?
So that's right.
I'm not trying to compare, but you see what I'm saying.
He's
one of those guys that I am a little bit.
That's kind of the industry. Right?
Most people would say to me, if you were to say, hey, tell me about that Grandy guy, thief of joy might not be far from the list to
begin
with.
Yeah, but the good news is I'm not ranking you.
Like, that's true.
Like, I know we're trying to rank him in the midst of all. So he's a really good player. His stat line against Embiid was ridiculous the other night. What, 30, 13, and 10 or whatever? And, you know, I thought that he had a huge impact in a lot of ways. He shot threes, he posted, he rebounded. Obviously, as the primary ball handler for them, he's playing a lot like Al does for us, as you said. Like, they play him at the top of the key in the 5-out actions, and you better be ready to guard him, better have appropriate ball pressure, because if you don't and he's comfortable, he's a very, very good player.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Big plans, big crazy all-night, late-night, wild. Just knowing you.
Jack laughing?
Can you hear Jack in the background? Yeah. We even turned
Jack,
his mic
up. Jack, am I as much of a dud already to you as I am to your dad?
Do you even know what a dud is? He's literally shaking his head. Now you're shy for the first time ever. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
There we go.
All right. I think before.
No, there are no plans. I asked our team if we could just shoot a few good shots, that'd be great.
Are you going to be able to watch game one tomorrow night?
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool time to be here, isn't it?
Is it? It sure is. It's fun. I hope they have a great series. And man, are they playing well? Those road sweeps have been unbelievable.
Celtics and the Magic next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.